What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going back to Malcolm in New Mexico. Aloha. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, it's just what I was just saying. It's very important to get the word out. Get everybody to, if you're voting for Donald Trump, please go out, wear red when you go out to vote. And if you see the poll, don't wait for them to come to you. You go up to them because they're going to try to steal this. And if we can make a presence to let people know how many people just out there are voting for Trump, and it's obvious it's going to probably be a landslide unless they try to twist it the other way. But if we make our presence known, it's going to be unbelievably difficult for them to do that. So I'm trying to get the word out. I'm hoping everyone else does the same thing.
Yeah, we are doing the same thing. In fact, a lot of people are saying, why wait for Election Day? Just start wearing red right now. There is no way we can stop them from trying to steal this election. They've made that very clear. We can, however, working together, make it impossible for them to convince America this election was not stolen. And that's just as good.
Good point. Okay, well, anyway, that was all I wanted to say. Keep up the great work, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, going back to what the sort of nuclear weapons of chaos discussion that you guys were having earlier, if anybody wants to see the power in nuclear weapons that we have today, there's a fantastic documentary out there called Trinity with William Shatner as a narrator.
Yes.
And it will literally... But they go through the entire progression of the atomic bomb to the hydrogen bomb, everything. And it will literally send shivers down your spine when you see the, I think, the 100,000 megaton bomb that we drop at the end of our testing.
Nobody has made a 100,000 megaton bomb. The Russians made a 100 megaton bomb called the Tsar. But when they tested it, they dialed it back to only 50. They were even scared of what they had. There was another film, a documentary that came out, I think it was made in Canada, back in the 1970s, it may have been, called The Atomic Cafe. And this was just a condemnation of nuclear weapons at a time when Americans still felt building nuclear weapons was a really good thing to do. And it was actually banned in the United States for a while, but it finally got past the censors. And it's a cult classic. In fact, if you remember the second Road Warrior movie, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, what's the name of the bar inside that barter town? It says Atomic Cafe. That's where that came from.
Yeah, well, I also am a firm believer that they didn't spend $1 billion on a particle collider in... You know, to look for science reasons. I still contest that when you're messing with the fundamental elements of our universe, you're trying to weaponize it somehow. I've seen some reports that they say that they've had instruments that have detected sort of antimatter weapons and dark matter weapons that, well, you're talking about the end of existence as you know it, the ultimate, you know, mutually assured destruction.
Okay, let me make a point here. Anytime there's a major scientific endeavor, there's always going to be a clandestine military component. When Bob Ballard went on out to discover the Titanic, the first part of his mission, which was paid for by the U.S. Navy, was to locate and document the wreck sites of the USS Scorpion and the, I'm trying to think of the other one that went down there. And hang on a second. Thresher, the USS Thresher. And during that part of his mission, his scientists who'd come from Europe were literally ordered to stay in their cabin. And it was only after Ballard found and documented the wreck sites of the Scorpion and the Thresher that the Navy said, okay, you've got another 2 weeks, go and look for the Titanic. And he went and he found it. One of the very first supercomputers ever built was called ILIAC 4, and it was publicly described as a computer system which, combined with a global network of sensors, would give accurate week-long weather forecasts, but it was actually being used for simulating mathematically nuclear detonations, and it failed to provide the week-long weather forecasts, and when they studied why that happened, that's what gave rise to chaos theory. So there's always that component. Now, the reality is the amount of energy it takes to produce antimatter is gargantuan compared to the energy that comes on out. And most people don't realize there's actually a form of antimatter that's already in use today, and it's called the positron, which is the antiparticle to the electron. And when you go in to the hospital for a PET scan, what they're doing is firing the positrons into your brain or whatever part of the body that they're looking at. They collide with an electron, and they give off a burst of energy, and that is what is detected and displayed on the screen. So antimatter is not automatically the end of the world. It's actually in industrial use right now. But as far as CERN is concerned, there is no question that weapons developers are looking at what could possibly come on out of there.
The search for the Higgs boson particle was on record because they were trying to figure out a way to tear the fabric of reality open. I mean, that's...
Well, I'm still not convinced. I'm still not convinced what they found was the Higgs boson, because the Higgs boson search was tied up with finding some way to reconcile the religious doctrine of a Big Bang theory with general relativity, which would say that that Big Bang would be the biggest black hole in the universe and couldn't differentiate. So they came up with this idea that in that first moment of creation, what came out of the Big Bang was energy and material without any mass whatsoever. There were two kinds of material that came on out from the Big Bang. One was this sort of massless pre-matter or batter, and then the other was the Higgs boson, and then you mix them together like the two tubes of epoxy, and regular matter would come on out. It's a construct about as bogus as epicycles. And what they found that they're saying is the Higgs boson doesn't match the predictions exactly. Now, particle physicists like to joke that studying matter with a collider is like taking two mechanical spring-wound clocks and bashing them together and figuring out what the clocks look like based on the gears and springs and levers that fly on out. But to take that analogy one step further, if you bang those clocks together hard enough, individual teeth on the gears are going to break off and come out as discrete objects, even though you know they didn't exist as such before. So at the energies and velocities they're using in these big colliders today, you cannot say for certainty what's coming on out is actually a part of the natural structure of the universe or an artifact of the experimental process itself.
The entire hope was that they could somehow create basically a wormhole and bypass the speed of light so that they could instantly transport a weapon from Russia to the United States and not have to worry about having it be shot down. So all of a sudden,
well, that was kind of a blue sky application here. I mean, again, looking at the amount of energy it takes to create a wormhole or a warp drive, even the Large Hadron Collider does not come anywhere near to doing that. Basically, the Large Hadron Collider is a very expensive high-tech cathedral trying to bridge the gap between man and the gods. And in that context, there is very little difference between the Large Hadron Collider, the big cathedrals of Europe, Stonehenge, the pyramids. These are all constructs built to the greatest technology available to the people at that time to try and actually connect with the gods and prove that they exist.
Well, I mean, aside from neutron weapons and things of that nature, we know that they have projects like Operation Aurora. You have the vapor trail from basically Area 51 to China, which you have a vapor trail that was there for 45 minutes and it went the entirely across the face of the Earth.
Well, that's the trans-atmospheric hypersonic vehicles, and the U.S. is developing them, China's developed them, Russia has developed them. That's ultimately what Project Aurora was supposed to be, but you know, it's a high-tech aircraft, and I remember I was living in Southern California during the era of what were called the Aurora quakes, when we could hear the shock waves of these things coming back down to Edwards. As far as neutron weapons are concerned, obviously the development of neutron enhancement weapons or the neutron bomb, those are weapons of invasion. They're designed to kill all the people in a city but not harm the city so that the city can be used.
I think that my entire point is, yes, nuclear weapons are extreme danger, there's a lot of other things out there that we're not aware of.
Probably. I mean, the military likes to keep itself 20 to 30 years ahead of the civilian science, which is why if Trump succeeds in winning the White House, I'm going to be personally lobbying to take NASA away from let's support global warming and other political agendas and take it back to what it was in the 1960s. Not necessarily to be going to other worlds, but back in the 1960s, NASA was a civilian technology incubator. Everything they invented was immediately made available to the American industry to develop new products. The tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s came out of the race to the moon. And if we're going to leapfrog ahead and regain any kind of leadership in the global marketplace, we need a civilian technology incubator, because everything the military comes up with, by the time it's allowed into the public, it's of no use in terms of trying to build new products and services.
Yeah, it's not getting to the moon that's important. It's the science that you need to get
exactly.
to the moon. And the things you need
exactly.
to develop.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay?
All right, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. Same to you. We're going to switch over to Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes,
Frank?
Mike?
Yeah, there you are.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, I wanted to add on about science. To me, the word "see science" now it's very subjective. It's geared, it's politicized now. So we don't really know quite what the truth is with all these inventions and stuff like that. Because it's
well, that's why we need
now.
To bring science education back to our school system, so that people are able to look at these claims being put out by the various hucksters and say, "I understand this can't work because of the second law of thermodynamics." Right now, what passes for science education in Common Core is simply obeisance to declared realities from the past. They're not teaching our kids how to think. They're not teaching them how to analyze and solve problems and relate information back and forth. And we need to bring that back. Again, if we're going to take the American economy and once again become a global technology industrial leader, we have to train our kids how to think, how to design, how to solve problems. But a government that lives by lies, fraud, and deception, they don't want a population that can think for themselves and solve problems, because then they're going to be in serious, serious trouble, which is exactly what's happening here right now.
Yeah, my second point is about a different subject, about the world leaders in the West right now and how they look compared to Putin. I was quite amused on, I was listening to Crosstalk on RT TV today, and that program, and there was an English guy, I've never heard of him before, I've never seen him before, to be quite honest, and he said, our leaders in the West look very weak, the way they present themselves, look very wimpy. Compared to Putin, I can't use the language, but compared to Putin, they look very, feeling-fied, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know,
because they're scammers.
Right.
They're not leaders. They're not managers. They're very successful drug criminals, but that does not map over into being a good leader or manager of a nation.
That's correct. Okay, thanks much, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ed in Michigan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
I wanted to talk about this Russian Uranium One thing, where they were actually lobbying the Wildlife Service and the Clinton Foundation, and they were... How can the Russians lobby our government?
They write a big check to the Clinton Foundation, and the Secretary of State says, talk to these people. Now, it wasn't just Russia. It was a consortium between a Russian and a Canadian company, and the Canadian company was sort of the cutout that made it acceptable for them to come on into the United States. But ultimately, it was this Russian company, and because of their very generous donations to the Clinton Foundation, Russia is now in control of something like 20% of America's uranium resources.
And in the meantime, the Bundys are going through a trial out there in Oregon where he's trying to represent himself in a trial over issues pretty much directly related to this whole thing, really.
Well, it's not just the Bundys, it's the Hammonds. A lot of people got hurt with this. An entire town got hurt that were sitting on this land because Canada and Russia didn't want to pay the fair market value for all this land and its mining rights. It was much cheaper to bribe the Secretary of State through the Clinton Foundation and just get this stuff leased to them for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, it just, there can't be any, that can't be legal. What the...
No, it's corrupt beyond belief here. And, and again, all of this was a violation of the Enclave Clause in the Constitution, which specifically says that the federal government may not own any land other than what's underneath federal buildings and federal infrastructure like harbors and military bases and airports. And the Founding Fathers put that in there to prevent a future central government from simply grabbing the land of the people and selling it off to fix their own economic problems.
Have you heard, do you know the amount of the lobbying payments that were like $20,000 and $40,000?
And... I forget the total, but it's somewhere in the millions. And you know, I'm sure if you do a Google search on Uranium One, you'll get all the details. I mean, the corruption has hit the flood stage here. There is so much of it. Nobody can really be in command of it all. You're just going to have to take those top points that you know of and start digging down to find out the real nitty-gritty.
There was another company before Uranium One that was involved in all that. And they, I don't know if they just changed the name of the company or if it was sold or...
Now, if you're talking about the Bundys, that was a completely different company. It's tied up with Harry Reid, that wanted to build a new sort of developed area around an intersection on this highway that went past the Bundy Ranch, where they wanted to put up stores and shopping malls and gas stations and just sort of seed a new community. But they wanted all of the land to be available. I think China is tied in with this one. But in order to make it work, they had to get rid of the Bundy Ranch because this was this big privately owned block of land right in the middle of their planned community.
No, there was another company before Uranium One that somehow is tied into all this, that the company before Uranium One had another name, and there was some other, you know, people involved, like you were talking about the Canadian Association to the Clintons and that.
It doesn't ring a bell, but I imagine if you do a Google search, you'll find it. Or maybe not Google. Google is now censoring everything. We need to start identifying and using search engines that still respect freedom of speech and the right of the people to know what's going on, because all of these big corporate social media platforms, Google, Facebook, YouTube, I'm finding out that YouTube is shadow banning anybody who posts a reference to my website or my radio show. They'll put it in on their own account, and they'll see it. But if you look at that same channel under any other account, the mention is completely gone. One thing I would dearly love to see out of a Trump administration is for all of these large companies like Facebook and YouTube to be declared critical national infrastructure and be constrained by the same laws regarding fairness and equal accuracy that we see TV, radio, the telephone system, and so forth.
There was John Podesta actually lobbied to sell U.S. uranium to Russia. There is a video by H.A. Goodman on YouTube that breaks it down pretty good.
Okay, well, we'll take a look for that one. We're coming up now on a commercial break here, and Ed, I'm going to let you go. We got another caller who's been waiting very, very, very patiently from Vancouver. So we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Bernard in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Oh, it was fine. I got to listen to the program. I've got a good story about language, something I heard on your network last night, if you have time after this. Before I discovered your program and RBN, I listened to Coast to Coast for about 20 years. So I heard you when you were on there a while back. But I think it's more than due, and I'd be happy to phone them up and talk to Lisa or somebody. Maybe some of the Rangers might too. But I think it's due to hear somebody with some meat and some substance, because they're kind of wishy-washy. And they got this guy, Howard Bloom. And you know what he says about the body count? Oh, he said somebody just come up with this list and kind of threw it out. Oh, that's arbitrary, just like there was no evidence or anything, not even statistical improbability, just somebody's idea, and call it that, and no rebuttal, you know. So I think that, I don't know anybody that could kind of give an overview of that than yourself, you know, if I may say.
Well, you know, Coast to Coast knows where I am, and so does everybody else, and if they want to call me up, they can. And I'm getting a lot of calls. I was on a show, I was on Richie Allen's show earlier today. When I'm done with this program, I'm doing Jim Goddard in Vancouver, and then a little later today, I'm going to be doing 2 hours with Truth Cat. So, I mean, today it's 6 hours worth of radio that I'm doing. So the word is getting on out there. I don't need to chase Coast to Coast. If they want me, they got to call me.
Yeah, no, I'll suggest them. But anyway, I heard the somebody was on your network last night. They used the F-bomb, and I think it was totally legitimate because they were quoting Hillary Clinton, that famous meltdown when she, out of, I guess, fear that they're going to end up in jail. And that's exactly what she said, and the guy, he quoted her exactly, and it has quite an impact, you know, to hear the actual...
Okay, well, here's the situation on the bad language, okay? I personally have no problem with any words. I don't think we should allow ourselves to be shocked by certain words. But my program is carried by on-the-air AM and FM broadcasters who are subject to the FCC rules. And so we have to constrain our language for their benefit. If I was not being carried by the AM and FM broadcasters, I would probably be just as free with the language as anybody else. So that's what's going on here, because even though the United States is showering white-hot flaming death on innocent people around the world in countries we're not actually at war with, we're not allowed to use bad words on the radio to prove we are a just and moral people.
Well, they threatened to put Dr. Bill in jail in Canada. I heard him say it twice on his program. I have the blessed, I can listen to his program at work in the morning, and I don't know anybody that's had a more direct experience in dealing with the Canadian authorities. Like, both John Stadtmiller and Dr. Bill both described Canada as communist, and I think they're referring to the extreme restrictions on freedom of speech, the Arthur Topham case, you know.
Yes.
What about David Irving? He was handcuffed and put in jail by armed policemen, you know, and then Zinfeld.
Well, look how they shut down the Comix lawsuit from any reporting in the Canadian media, and they were blocking websites that were reporting it from outside Canada. They didn't want the Canadian people to know what was going on there. Speaking of Jim Goddard, he's telling me that among his associates within the corporate broadcasting in Canada, their management is just coming on down and saying, you will find a way to destroy Donald Trump if you don't clean out your office right now. That's how completely dictatorial it is.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't doubt that for a minute. Yeah. No, it's really, there was some conservative talk show guy was interviewed by an American who is in Canadian radio, and he said that they're selling Hillary Clinton is shredding this little bit of credibility they had because they didn't have much to start with.
Yeah, that is pretty. Okay. That's pretty much what's going on here in the U.S. The corporate media has so overcommitted for Hillary, their credibility is very much on the line. Now, if Hillary steals the White House, she will, you know, help the corporate media. She will crush the independent media and drive things back to the way they were in the 1950s and 1960s. But unfortunately, we could see if Hillary steals the White House and is able to hang on to it, we're looking at the beginning of a true dictatorship in this country, and that's just the reality of what's going on.
Yeah, I hear you. I've heard you say that. Yeah. No, I really appreciate such a breath of fresh air. I mean, in Canada, well, for example, Peter Mansbridge, he's the guy with the voice. He was discovered announcing ETAs at the airport. Well, he goes to Bilderberger meetings, but yet Justin Trudeau is quoted by these great kind of guerrilla journalists. He said, "I'm not going to be going."
Okay, Bernard, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring you back after the commercial break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Bernard here about, well, Bernard, just take it from here.
Well, just maybe I had one other item. I think I mentioned on John's show one time, but it's so amazing to see, you know, the big issue of the immigration and the open borders, especially your southern border with Mexico. I'll just mention briefly an item that was on our local news recently. A young woman was asked if she'd ever smoked marijuana. There was no mention of her being high or having anything on or anything like that, even accessories. And she said she had. She was not only denied entry, she was banned for life. On that basis, now there is a provision for some large sum of money you can try to get a waiver, but I thought they sure are not very interested in Canadians, because that's like reading your mind, you know, like the fact that I was charged one time but have no criminal record, the judge said you could be hassled going into the States, and that's true. Because
if you want to come into the United States of America, make a donation to the Clinton Foundation, and be driving an entire truckload of illegal drugs for the CIA, and you'll go right past the borders.
Yes, right. Yeah, we're pretty hip. I don't know what would we do without following American politics and all the other intellectual things going on, we'd die of boredom, I'm sure.
Well, we'd be a lot more relaxed, I think. I'm not bored, but definitely a lot more relaxed. We'd have more time to, for more peaceful and pleasant pursuits. Bernard, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope you and your wife are well.
Well, we're hanging in there. Bernard,
oh, yeah? Good. You know, I watch you regularly, and, of course, I'm on your website a lot. I'm curious, before I continue, do you post on CBC?
No, generally I don't.
You have a few followers then, because some of your sayings and ideas are out there. You know, just like Kramer with his gabardine pants, you're out there, I'm telling you.
Well, I know a lot of people take what I'm doing here on this website and radio show, and it is copied off. People make videos from this stuff. I don't know how great my reach is. I do know it's out there, and that's fine, because all of the original content on my website is in the public domain. The graphics, the original articles, you don't need to worry about permission. Just grab it, put it on out there, and share the knowledge. I'm not in this to make money, and by golly, I've certainly succeeded in that aspect of it. It's all about educating the public and trying to pull us off this edge of this abyss, you know, before we have mushroom clouds to deal with.
You're doing a good job. I know for a fact, because I do post on the CBC from time to time, and one of the sayings that you say, hoisted by your own petard, someone used it yesterday or the day before.
Okay, now that doesn't originate with me. That's a very old expression.
I understand that.
Okay, all right. I don't want to take credit. I don't want to take credit for other people's, you know.
No. You can actually punch that into a search engine, like Start Page, and you know, it'll tell you exactly what it means.
Yes,
and which is a great thing, because the first time you said it, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love the internet, Mike. I mean, if it weren't for the internet, can you imagine the dark ages we'd be living in right now?
Well, I'll give you the inverse. If there'd been an internet in Germany in the 1930s, Adolf Hitler would have stayed a frustrated artist.
Maybe not even that. It seems that this little bitty part of Belgium over in Europe has somehow managed to stop this Canada-European trade agreement from going through.
Yes.
How beautiful is that? The whole country that I live in has no idea what is actually in that agreement. It's not in the news. It's not a part of our educational system. And it's definitely not something that politicians talk about. Why? Obviously, there's something to hide. And that's our sovereignty. Isn't that
okay.
Amazing?
That is amazing. That is amazing.
CETA, yeah, the CETA. Wallonia, I think this little itty-bitty part of Belgium is called. And what's amazing is, if you go on the CBC, I mean, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you go on the CBC, there's a story there, and it's open for comments, and by far, over 90% of the comments, I mean, you know, most of the people, I would think, understand what free trade agreements are about. They're not about free. They are agreements, but they're corporate takeovers, and it's more of that.
And if you've got free trade, people, why do you need an agreement? I mean, that's just common sense. These are actually anti-free trade agreements, because they constrain countries and individuals to only buy certain products from favored suppliers. These are anti-competition agreements to basically mandate favored corporations' preferential treatment.
And there are quotas involved.
Yes.
Obviously. I mean, there's this ongoing soft lumber, you know, dispute going on between Canada and the United States, and it's been that way for a long time. And, you know, I live in a city where, at one time, you'd be able to find a better job than you had the day before, literally. And all of those jobs disappeared as a direct result of NAFTA.
Yes. So, absolutely.
You know, and for America, I know for a fact, because I watched Ross Perot, and I heard his giant sucking sound words, that it's worse for the United States. And, you know, there's a popular belief that, you know, United States stuff is junk. No, it's not. I've bought a lot of United States tools, you know, drill bits and whatnot and so forth, and it's not junk. It's the best money could buy.
There are American companies that produce very good machine tools and stuff. Most of what we're buying at the consumer level is imported. But it's for certain we do not have the volume of manufacturing we used to have. And again, that's part of the New World Order. They wanted to basically turn the planet into an area of protected havens where this area would be in charge of electronics, this other area machine tools, this other area agriculture, the idea being to enforce interdependence, to basically create a world where no one region had the means to just take care of themselves and not be part of the collective any longer. And that was a big part behind NAFTA, behind the offshoring of U.S. high-tech jobs to other countries. They don't want any nations able to totally take care of their own needs because then they're independent. That's why they've got their knickers in a twist over both China and Russia right now. Anyway, listen, Al, I need to let you go. We're coming to the end of the show, and I got Thank you. Very important I need to cover with all of you. We're going to close the phone lines here. And somebody wrote on in and said, Uranium One's chairman used his family foundation to make four donations to the Clinton Foundation totaling $2.35 million. So that's the degree of corruption, and that's what all these foundations are for. They're there to launder money, dodge taxes, act as a slush fund. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and you've probably heard it during the show, I've got a bit of a cough. Now, at the moment, the cough is because Claire and I both came down with this cold that's making the rounds here in Hawaii. I can hear the neighbors coughing and hacking, Claire's choirs coughing and hacking. But along the way of trying to figure out what's been going on, we made an interesting discovery, because even when we don't have colds, we tend to have a lot of upper respiratory distress, and we didn't know where it was coming from. And we got a filter system for the bedroom with a HEPA filter and all the rest of that stuff going on. And so over the weekend, we were doing one of our regular heavy cleanings of the house, and we were redoing the bed, and I decided to take the inner cover off the mattress and wash it, and discovered that the foam mattress was starting to literally turn to dust, and it's only about 3 years old. And so I went on out and I did a little bit of research, and what I found will floor you. And what it has to do with, most pillows and mattresses sold in the United States of America are made with these synthetic petroleum-based chemicals. Memory foam is the worst. It is actually very, very expensive to go on out and find a mattress like we knew as children that are filled with natural materials. And these manufacturers love these foam mattresses because they come out of a molding machine. They put them in a box. They ship them. They're very, very profitable. But the chemicals used to make them are very, very dangerous, even when they're brand new. Chemicals from the manufacturing process are breathing out of these foam products. And you spend one-third of your life in these beds, and you're sleeping on them with your face literally pressed into these foam materials. And it's coming on through these fabric inner covers and the sheets, and you're inhaling them. And these chemicals are known to be carcinogenic, mutagenic. They can cause all kinds of problems like gout, leg cramps, fatigue. And it's just another case of where, in the name of higher profits, we are being sold products that are actually very harmful to us. And so Claire and I are going to go on out, and we're going to try and find some kind of a sleeping pad that we can sleep on that doesn't have these materials in there. Because after 3 years, the stuff is just literally dissolving, and we're inhaling those particles while we sleep on them. And if you are having a problem with continuous fatigue and you don't need to know the source, if your eyes are constantly red in the morning when you get on up, if you're having upper respiratory issues and a cough that the doctor can't explain, you and you're sleeping on the foam mattress, you need to check that out right now. And it's another case. It reminds me very much when we went through this five-year period where Claire was suffering intense joint pain to the point where she couldn't play her harp, couldn't play keyboard. Was one of the reasons I pushed her into the electronic paradigm so she could still do music without the pain issue. And we went to the orthodox medical route for 5 years. Ointments, pills, special shoes, all the rest of it, none of it worked. And then finally, I took it upon myself to do a little research and found out the problem was these formaldehyde precursors in low-end cosmetics and household products. And we flushed those out of our lives. It was like a switch had been thrown and Claire is fine. Now we're finding out the mattress that we bought from a name brand mattress company is a health hazard. And it's just another reminder, we live in a society where what's good for the ordinary people is just not a factor in the calculations any longer. And doctors and nurses are not trained to look for these things. They're trained to find something they can sell you a product for. And I felt I should mention this because when I did a Google search on foam mattress health issues, there were literally thousands of hits of all these studies that are done by Mother Jones and over here at chemtalks.com, I got this huge article basically saying these are very harmful. They're very harmful for you. They're very harmful for your children. But as long as it's making money, it's permitted. Because until the government comes on out and says you're not going to sell these toxic products for the American people, corporations will go on selling them. Now, down in Australia, they're on a major war against anybody opposed to mandatory vaccinations. The Australian government is now calling for the public to report any nurses, midwives, and doctors who are not fully on board with sticking all the needles in you the government wants stuck in you. Now, if we have any kind of an inalienable right, it is to choose what goes in our body and what does not, especially with the long history of harm and ineffective vaccinations. Now, when Claire and I first got this cold and I took her down to the clinic, and they were the same thing. Oh, you need a flu shot. You need a flu shot. No, we don't want the flu. Oh, you really should get it. And I told this person, I'm old enough to remember the mandated swine flu vaccinations of 1976. And they killed, the vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu did. Totally blank look. Had no idea this had ever happened. Medical professionals are not taught to be medical professionals or healers. They're taught to be sales personnel for the pharmaceutical industry. If you want to be healthy, you must take personal responsibility for your health. And yes, it's a lot of work to go on out and do the research, but if you just sit there in this belief that the pharmacies and doctors and hospitals have your best interests at heart, you are living in a dream world and you will suffer for it. Now, story coming out of Natural Blaze. After all these years, doctors are finally admitting that the annual mammograph is outdated. It doesn't actually find cancers. In fact, it's causing more cancers than it finds. And you ask any woman who's had to go through one of these, they're painful as well. But it makes money. It made money, and that's what made it okay. Right now, in the United States of America, medical errors are the third leading cause of death. You are far more likely to die at the hands of your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist than you are to be killed by a terrorist or an out-of-control police officer or a drunk driver or Russia. Over 251,000 lives end prematurely every year from medical errors, more than respiratory distress, more than accidents, more than strokes, more than Alzheimer's. The cure is clearly worse than the disease. Now, getting on over to the police departments up in North Dakota, the face of the dictatorship is on full display. The North Dakota police are completely out of control, trying to crack down on the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. They're threatening reporters with decade-long prison sentences for recording and reporting on the protests. The police are confiscating the tribal drums and tools used by the Native Americans. They're just taking the stuff away. If you're arrested for a misdemeanor, you will be strip searched. This is flat out abuse and repression because you dare not stand up to the corporations in the United States of America. By the way, the Taser Corporation is now introducing self-flying drones equipped with tasers to be used on crowd control. It's basically a flying cattle prod. That's what's coming for you under the current government. We're going to take a break for commercials. We've got one more caller we're going to take about toxic products, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call today. This is Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, you talked about the pillows and mattress and stuff like that, and I remember reading something about it. I think there even 60 Minutes did something a long time ago on that whole topic. And it turned out was the fire retardant that they're spraying. I think a lot of this stuff is fire retardant. Maybe it's causing you a problem.
Well, that's one of the problem areas, but a lot of these foams are made out of polyurethane, which is anything with urea in it. You're talking about formaldehyde-based chemicals and stuff. There are synthetic fibers that are stable and inert, like polyester. That's reasonably safe to have as a pillow and a mattress filler. But it's just the idea of the corporate culture that thinks it's perfectly okay to put these products out without regard to whether or not people are going to be safe on them. Now, when NASA first invented memory foam, it was only intended to be used for maybe a week while somebody went to the moon and came on back. And somebody else said, well, we're going to make a permanent bed out of that. And nobody was really thinking about what happens when you're exposed to this stuff over the long term. But apparently, memory foam is the worst offender among these materials.
Yeah. I'm just reading here. It said also you mentioned your wife had some, it sounded like arthritic or neuro deficits. Talked about your neurodevelopmental delays in children and more, cancer risk, birth defects, serious upper respiratory ailments, but they pretty much pointed at the fire retardant chemicals.
Well, in the case of Claire's joint pain, it was the formaldehyde precursors used as preservatives in low-end cosmetics and household products. And once we clean those out, and we're label readers today, Claire's absolutely fine. It was like a switch had been thrown. In 24 hours, all of her joint pain went away. It's a miracle. And so,
it's amazing that this, where is all these product safety? Where are these people anyway? They just kind of corporate just kind of put stuff out there and nobody does any research. They just said, we'll see what happens,
Yeah, that's basically the attitude. Technically the FDA banned thimerosal, the mercury preservative in vaccines back, I think in 1999, and it's still out there. They're out there saying, you can use up your existing stocks and blah, 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 blah. It's all for sale. All of these government agencies paid by your tax dollars supposedly to take care of you are actually on the side of the corporations they're supposed to be regulating. And that right there is fascism.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
Okay. The boss just said, so crumbling foam is why you are who you are. Well, that's a contributing cause. There's a lot of other reasons I am the way that I am, some of which cannot be discussed in polite company. All righty. So we're coming up here on the end of the program. Winter is coming early to Russia. They're already getting frozen waves on the lakes over there. And Hillary's out there saying Putin is hacking the Russian weather to make the global warming people look bad. It's all his fault. Evil, evil, evil. Putin, Putin, Putin. Russia, Russia, Russia. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical. Remember, you are the independent media. Working together, we can shout down the talking heads of the corporate media and get the truth out to the American people. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.